This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Well, I guess I first realized I was gay when I was about 14. You know, when you first get your sexual development or something. And I realized I was fantasizing about men rather than girls. I felt very confused about that because, it made me feel a bit of an outcast in high school and all that stuff because all my mates were getting girlfriends, and I tried to go along as well because there were actually quite a number of girls that that were attracted to me and approached made approaches, but I always, you know, sort of fended it off or kept it away. So for the first, I guess, 4 to 5 years, I was convinced it was just a phase in puberty and it would pass after I'd grow older. But when I grew older, and it was like 18, 19, I realized it wasn't going to pass, and I still hadn't told anybody, and I wasn't even willing to accept it for myself. So I still had this big secret. I remember I always thought I carried this really big secret with me that nobody knew, not even my parents or anybody. And that actually made me more of an outcast rather than being gay, I guess. It's because I became a bit secretive and a bit evasive, and I didn't feel like I really was part of the group of friends because of this big secret. And that continued until I was like 24, 25 when I first came out. And all that time between 14 and 24, I never ever had either a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Never had sex either. I didn't dare because it took me that long to get to terms with myself. And I even, you know, I was living in Holland when I was 14, in a small town south of the country, about 100 kilometers south of Amsterdam. And yeah, it was a very protective family, I guess. We'd been living abroad quite extensively before that, so I'd seen, you know, quite a bit of the world, and in that sense I was well developed or had an all-round view of life. But I guess my background is a bit conservative, and I felt very much like I had to live up to the expectations of my parents. My father is a very successful businessman in the Netherlands, and he was, you know, he achieved a lot. He was a known figure in Holland, and I felt I had to equal that at least. And being gay didn't fit in that picture at all, so I wasn't happy with that. And then when I was 19, I went to America to college. And went to college in Massachusetts for a year, and then I came back to Holland when I was 20 and went to business school in Holland, went through that, and that was very conservative, very much like the Ivy League kind of business school, 14th century castle, all that stuff. And there appeared to be a lot of homosexuality on the campus as well there, because it was like a very closed environment with a lot of men. And but homosexuality was an absolute taboo, so that sort of reinforced my own feelings about homosexuality and confirmed that it was something very bad and something that you had to be very secret about. So I went through the business school for 3 years and graduated, and went back to the States and had my first job in New York. And I lived in New York and Manhattan for 2 years. And again, you know, it was a very very accessible gay environment, and I could have easily started experimenting and finding things out. But as I was working for the consulate, which again was a very sort of conservative environment, I didn't dare to do anything. And actually, there was this girl in New York, a Dutch girl that I met, and she fell in love with me, and I really, really loved her for being a mate. And we got along very well. So for the outside world, we were a couple, and we'd show up at all the parties that we got invited to through the consulate and with all the diplomatic corps and all that stuff. And we were like the perfect couple. We were very good friends, and we had very common interests. And she was absolutely charming and very entertaining to all the people that I had to entertain in that job. And so we were like really, really the perfect couple. And then I remember I felt like, oh God, if only I was straight, I would have found my perfect match. I would marry this girl. But then at one point she wanted more. She wanted sex, and that was actually the point where I she was probably the first that I told that, oh, I can't get you what you're looking for, and we have to stop this, because I can't make you happy. I can't be the person that you deserve. And we did have sex once, and it was awful. It was absolutely awful, because she was taking all the initiative, and I just let it happen because, well, I mean, I thought she deserved it, basically, and I was very confused as well. And after that, I just cried and cried and cried, because that, I guess, was the point where I realized that I was gay and was not going to change. I went home to Holland, and I had Christmas with my parents, and then we had a New Year's party. I remember I was dancing with my sister at that party, and I was sort of saying things like, well, you know, this is not really the me that I am, or something like that, something very cryptic. And my sister answered, but Rain, I know already, you don't have to tell me. But I never used the words homosexual or gay or anything. I was very, very cryptic at that time. And then when I flew back to New York, I decided I had to come out. So I called my parents from New York, and I spoke with my mother on the phone, and that's when I told her. And she said, well, you know, I guess so much. And Marjolaine, my sister, she had told what I had talked to her about while dancing at New Year's. And but she was actually very accepting, and she was just very, very worried that as I was coming back, she said, well, you're now in New York, and you're in that environment where it's all very okay and very, very, won't give you any problems. But when you come back to Amsterdam, or when you come back to Holland, you'll find a very different environment. And she was very, very worried that it would actually, you know, harm my career perspective, and as you would expect from parents like I have. And and she was very protective, really. She felt very worried for me, but also very very disappointed, I guess, in a way, because I'm the heir of the family and I need to keep the family name and all that stuff, and I wasn't going to do that. And what makes it worse, later, my brother is homosexual as well. So I've got one sister and one brother, and he's 7 years younger than I am, so he's 27. And he only came out last year during the gay games in Amsterdam, although everybody knew he was gay. But he had even a worse struggle than I had, because I grabbed the only opportunity to come out away from him, because in his view there was, you know, even one gay person in the family is too much, let alone two gay persons. He hated me for being gay, because first, it reminded him of being gay, and second, because I took away the only opportunity he saw to come out in our family. But now he's changing rapidly, and we're the best of friends, and we feel very close to each other again. We always felt close, I guess. I mean, we never felt there was never like a break in our brotherly relationship. But it's definitely more open now and more close, in the sense that we can freely talk about things that were taboo before. And he's become so much more at ease and more mature, and he's having the same experience as I am, that there's really nobody that will drop you for being gay or like you less. And if they would, then they probably weren't your friends in the first place. I was having dinner with this girl, with a girlfriend once, one evening, and I told her about my being gay, and she was completely shocked. But she was more shocked by the fact that I had kept it secret for 10 years and hadn't done anything with it. And I remember it was in the center of Amsterdam, and we strolled home, and I sort of stroll through the gay district, you know, I guess unconsciously. I knew what I was doing, but I wasn't sure what I was planning or what what I was doing. And anyway, I told her about this gay street, and I told her where the gay bars were. I knew all that, but I just hadn't been in any. I didn't dare. And then at one point, she was just like, okay, Ray, this has got to stop. And she just literally grabbed me by the arm, like grabbed me in the neck, and just pulled me into one of the bars. And I was completely shocked. I was like, oh, my God, I can't be seen here, and I can't come go in. And it was wonderful, really. And it was a very nice place. It was, luckily, it was one of the best, and a very mixed place, a very happy and upbeat place. And I had a wonderful time. And that sort of pushed me over the brink. And after that, I was basically okay. I started going out and meeting boys, and had my first boyfriend, and who was who was a bum. It was a completely wrong guy. The first guy that approached me in one of those bars with a remark that sort of triggered my thinking that he had a similar background, because he invited me. It was the opening line. He invited me for a round of golf the next day, and I was like, oh, he's probably from the same background as I am. But I forgot he was like 12 or 13 years older than I was. And he was completely bum. He lived off me for a year and completely exploited me. But I guess it was good for me to go through that, because it taught me a lot as well. And then soon after that, I met more guys and got you know, had more boyfriends. And I guess what happened is that I moved from being a single, unexperienced rookie as far as sexuality goes, straight into having relationships with men. And I missed this whole episode of infatuations and of puberty, sexual puberty, like basically living it off and stuff like that. So that came later when I met my current boyfriend, with whom I've been living now for almost 8 years. And in the beginning, it was a very, very monogamous relationship, because I wanted it that way. I wanted the perfect answer to a straight couple, successful young yuppies, married and living in a beautiful house in Amsterdam and all that. And I want to copy the life of my parents, I guess, with this guy. But then I soon discovered I needed to catch up everything I'd missed. So I did that later. And we both did. I mean, it's a very open relationship, and we agree with that completely, both of us. It was the first time I reached out and actually met a guy with the intention of having sex with him, which was very strange and exciting and anxiety as well. At the same time, I was like completely nervous. And we met on the street, and we went into a bar. And I remember that the cloak lady was a psychic, and she's like, oh, I feel good vibes here. And it was all very, I saw good signs in everything, you know, even those kind of things. And it really clicked. I think he was working for some French cognac firm in New York. And we decided to go home to my place. And I think what we did is just cuddled and touched and stroked a bit, which was already all the way for me, because I'd never touched a man. I never dared to look at a man naked. And I remember we were naked. That's for sure. And I immediately invited him into my life through a concert which was going on that next day or 2 days after that. And I said, oh, you have to come along with me. And you know, for me, that was it. He was my boyfriend now. and he said, sure. And I think I gave him my number. I don't think he gave my number. He gave his number to me. And, of course, he never called. And I couldn't reach him. And I was devastated for weeks. I was like, I felt so, I don't know, let down. It's like, this was supposed to be my dream come true. I felt very devastated about his just standing me up, but I think I also felt good about having done this, and I didn't feel ashamed. I didn't feel any negative feelings about that. I can't recall. No, I don't think so. I think the first time I had sex, real sex, was with this guy I met at the bar, my first boyfriend. This is an older guy. And I think the first night when we met, he brought me home and we kissed in the car and we fumbled a bit. I can't remember how it was and how I felt. It wasn't great. I mean, obviously I had to learn everything. And it must have been great then for me, but I've learned so much ever since. I've grown so much. I'm a completely different person now, and I can't really relate to that person anymore. That was it 9 years ago, 10 years ago. And if anything, it was just such a relief to come out. It was like this huge weight fell off me, and I could finally start being myself and getting to know myself and grow and learn and feel confident or become confident. I wasn't this feeble shadow of myself anymore. It was me. I didn't have any secrets anymore. I really didn't have any secrets, and that actually made me a completely different person in being very extrovert and very open about what I felt and how I felt and what I thought and what happened to me, and very open to other people, and that attracted a lot of people too. And I completely changed from being rather timid and shy and the guy who gets picked last at the gym lessons at high school, to a very open, friendly, extrovert person with a lot of friends, very entertaining, and a person that a lot of people like, I think. Coming out is something so personal. It's something that you have to come from within yourself. I'm not out there in the barracks screaming to everybody, come out and show yourself. And I just, for me, it's been one of the best things in my life. And I'm so happy I'm gay, because being gay has made me a person who is in touch with himself and still stands on the ground with both feet. But, if I hadn't been gay, I probably would have just led my life very unconsciously. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you can't talk about what if. But I feel that it would have taken me at least much, much longer to start discovering myself and finding out who I really am. And being gay, per definition, almost means that you have to go through this episode where you have to get to terms with yourself and have to have a very sharp look at yourself. And for me, that makes a person so much more interesting, somebody who's actually taken time to reflect and think about himself and what you want out of life and how you want it and in what way you want it and, who you really are, what makes you. And I find that with a lot of gay men, that's what is common, is that you all have to go through this phase of coming out, which is very traumatic and very scary and can be very unsettling, because you're turning your whole life upside down. At least it was for me. And I think nowadays, because I've noticed that gay men in the bars and that are open, and they're so much younger than I was. They're like, I see gay people here in Amsterdam, which of course is a very gay city, who are like 14 and they're openly gay, and they're openly gay at high school and all that stuff. And it doesn't seem to be a problem at all. But for me, it's been very different. And for me, it was very, very difficult to come to terms with it. But once I did, it completely changed my life. And I've noticed so much good come to me after I could be completely myself. And my life has become so much better. And I've all the things I was afraid for, they're all false. They're all concoctions, is that what you say? They're all fictive things in my mind, things that I've made up, which stem, of course, from the way I was brought up, but they're not real. Nothing to be really afraid of.